Do you worry that we no longer have a visible presence on our lawless streets? The right of centre think tank Policy Exchange have suggested this week that police officers should travel to and from work in uniform. In London alone, this would have the same effect as putting an extra 1,200 officers on the beat. Policy Exchange are also suggesting that police officers should patrol on their own rather than in pairs, increasing public confidence by improving visibility. Is this a backhanded way of making police officers work longer hours, or do we have a right to see our police officers wherever they are? Will making officers travel from home in uniform put their families at risk from criminals, or are they hiding away from their responsibility and failing to fight ever-increasing fear of crime in our communities?
Too many sworn officers are hidden away in back offices.
George Warmby of Policy Exchange casts some light on these concerns.
As many as 7,000 police officers aren't doing police work. And in some forces, we have the situation where as many as half of all uniformed officers don't ever make an arrest. The unprecedented increase in police officers since 2001 may as well have never happened. The challenging budget cuts have given the police the opportunity to be creative in improving their public image and efficiency.
Inefficient, hidden away, and not making arrests. Charlene Smith, you're the chief executive of the Police Federation. I'm assuming you don't share the views of George Warmby and the Policy Exchange.
Well, of course we want to see the public reassured, and I do have some grave concerns about what Policy Exchange is saying. Most officers travel to work now in cars. I'm sure not many of the public would see any change. If you're an officer and you're trying to deal with an incident, even on a bus or a tube when you're on your way to work and you don't have your radio or protective equipment, then that is an issue. Our officers already make huge numbers of off-duty arrests. There is an obligation to every officer on duty or off duty to intervene if they see something.
We've heard from Policy Exchange and from the Police Federation, but the forgotten voice is often that of the victims.
We want to see governments investing in the police and reversing the 20% cuts that have been imposed to make the UK a safer place.
Maurizio Molinari, Chairman of Victims of Violence.
But we also want to see more policing, and the idea that there are 7,000 police officers not active in police actions is alarming to us.
Many conflicting opinions in this emotive subject, and for now it's important to remember that Policy Exchange are a think tank and not a government body. But it will be interesting to see whether the government seizes upon this and how the police themselves will react. It's sure to be a topic of hot debate over the coming months.